Sorry, that was my fault. On behalf of Council, I would like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respect to Elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect local people's continuing culture and the contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded and recordings will be available on the Shire's website. By being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. Welcome everyone to June's council meeting. Welcome, Terry. Thanks for coming along. Everyone is in attendance and there are no apologies. Use of the common seal and delegated authority actions performed are there for information purposes. As are the response to previous public questions taken on notice. So the first one is 100 Robinson Road, the brick paving reports of maintenance required, and Ms Sharon Williams's response that she received is there, as is the abandoned red cone markers that she notified us about, so that's also there. Public question time. Are there any questions? No? Thank you. Applications for leave of absence. Councillors, we have two applications today. So the first one is Councillor DeLonghi for the July Ordinary Council meeting to be held on the 17th of July 2025 and my leave of absence from the 9th of August to the 14th of September. Can I get a mover and a seconder for that? Moved Councillor McKay, seconded Councillor Bell. Anyone wish to vote against? All in favour? Gary, thanks. Petitions, deputations and presentations. Did you don't wish to make a statement, Terry? You don't wish to say anything? No? Just checking. Confirmation of minutes from the previous meeting. So we have the minutes from the Ordinary Council meeting from the 15th of May. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved Councillor Bell, seconded Councillor DeLonghi. All those in favour? Gary, 6-0. Announcement by the presiding member without discussion, I have none. Declarations of interest. Councillors, we have quite a number of interests and so we will declare those as we move along and then they'll be recorded in a minute. The first item on the agenda tonight is 1206-2501, the Brookton Railway Station invitation for tenders. We have two declarations of interest. A proximity interest from Councillor DeLonghi and the same proximity interest from Councillor Wallace. They are leaving the room. Okay, councillors, we have an officer's recommendation. Do we have a mover and a seconder for that? Yep, moved Councillor McKay, seconded Councillor Coppin.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely, go for it.
The last time we spoke about the tenders, Gary said that he was reviewing them and their contents. Is there any meaningful changes to them?
At the moment we're just reviewing the way that we would want the tenderers to submit their pricing, not to try and get the right way to have them break it down so that we can compare it when we get it. So, yeah.
So the context of the tender hasn't changed?
No.
It's just how you want to present the...
Yes. There's been some minor changes to the design, which include, Kevin?
It includes the interior of the roof space. Initially, pardon me, when the structural engineer inspected the building, we didn't do a comprehensive inspection on the inside.
Yeah.
What we've included is the ability for them to tender on if there's any works that need to be performed inside that roof space once the roof tiles come. And then we have included in this tender that the tenderers submit costing and pricing for a trackside protection officer or trackside protection company for the duration of the build. So we're not going to go out and seek those services. We're going to include it in the tender document. Yep.
And the reason for that?
The reason for that is if we employ a track operation of a builder, that means we control their time on site, okay, and then we're dictating to the builders to a certain extent when they can and cannot be working trackside,
yep.
As opposed to if the company that's tendering for the work, it should be in their project management plan when they are going to be working trackside, and they can schedule those people or company on site as required. That should be a cost reduction.
Yep. So you think there'll be efficiencies achieved?
Much more, yeah, okay. A lot more, yep, efficiencies achieved.
If we hire the company direct, then we're responsible for them.
Yep.
So if our company doesn't turn up,
yep,
and the builders are, yep, on site, then the builder's going to charge us for not being able to work.
Yep.
And vice versa, if the builders decide not to work one day and don't tell us, then we'll have to pay for the,
yep,
trackside protection because we've gone there.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Is there any other changes other than the interior of the roof and the changing around to the having the contract?
No, substantially, it's exactly as been presented now for some time.
Any other questions? All those in favour? Carried. 4-0.
Is it possible to get a copy of the updated one with the changes in regards to the roof?
Yep.
Those all four do part of the package. Mm-hmm. So we'll have the tender document and nothing. There are 12 attachments that will go with the tender document. So that will all be available when the tender is advertised.
Just for Councillor DeLunga and Councillor Wallace, it was carried 4-0. The 2025-26 plant replacement program. So we have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Move Councillor DeLunga, seconded Councillor Bell. Has anyone got any questions? No substantial changes. Deanne, up it is pretty straightforward.
Yep.
All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Can we just make a note to, it's really hard to read. Does it replicate very well into the agenda? I know there are some challenges with that.
No, and there was with this agenda, and that's probably the CEO's fault because I reduced the resolution on the PDF, so I was able to email it.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of, yep, pictures in there, and yeah.
Yep.
And that's one thing, we need to find another way to,
yes,
distribute rather than email.
Yeah.
Send these complex documents.
Yeah.
Even providing the tender packages, it's probably going to be easier for you to download it off our website than.
Speaking to Wallace and Gidgets the other day about that sort of thing, and like it's pretty easy to have a shared cloud thing that all the councillors can access.
Okay, we'll discuss that later. Yep. Okay, 1206 2503, request for four dogs at lot 287 King Street, Brookton. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Move Councillor DeLunga, seconded. Councillor Wallace. Anyone got any questions? Did you have, no? All those in favour? Carried. Any against? All those, did all you put your hands up? All those in favour? Thank you. 6-0. Oops. 1206 2504, request for six dogs at 8488 Brookton Highway, Brookton. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Move Councillor Bell. Seconded? I'll second it. Any questions? Councillor Bell?
Are we to take the replies to from the neighbours as hearsay or?
No, I don't think so. They, in some ways, they point to the experience of the neighbours with the owners over the animal management. The deciding factor in the officer's recommendation in the way it was that none of the complaints related to dogs, and these dogs have been on site now I think for the entirety of the time, and yet they've issues, the neighbours have had issues with sheep and pigs and goats and all sorts of other things, but they haven't had any issues with the dogs. We're also working through with Mrs. With the Coochies to, I expect we will receive a kennel application in the near future, and if we were to receive a kennel application, that will even improve the security further for dogs kept on the premises.
That the officer's recommendation also includes a fourth point, that if it's approved,
if you're including a dot point, so you move the motion, Councillor Bell, so you're moving the officer's recommendation with the addition of dot point four, and it reads...
The owner is to be advised that if the dogs are a breach, basically, that the permission may be revoked and relocation.
Statutory environment. The last line on point three at the top, where if council grants this approval, it may be revoked or varied at any time.
So we don't need to.
So.
It's in the legislation.
Correct me, Jen. Does that actually go into the permission, into the form that the dog owners receive?
It does do in the letter that we issue the approval on, and it's a breach of the Dog Act if the dogs get out. That's a breach, so it's part of the.
So I'd suggest that as part of our normal practice, we will largely comply with Councillor Bell's request.
Anyway, so we won't worry about dot point four then, Councillor Bell.
Correct.
Okay. Does anyone wish to speak against? You wish to speak against it?
I do.
Go for it.
Because of the other animals being allowed to wander, I am not sure that this person or this property can be trusted to keep the animals in. I would like more assurance that I would like more gating and fences and stuff. I just don't like this one at all.
Can I speak for it, please? I'm going to speak for the officer's recommendation, and I remind councillors that you need to assess this officer's recommendation and this application for six dogs based on the six dogs. This is not based on the sheep, the pigs, the cows, the goats, the whatever other animals that may or may not be contained on that property. There is no evidence that these six dogs are leaving the premises, are leaving the property, and are annoying their neighbours. The ranger has been out there and done extensive investigations. I'm concerned about the other animals, but that's not part of the decision-making process, because we're not deciding on sheep, we're deciding on six dogs. So I think this officer's recommendation should be supported, because the legislation gives council, or gives our staff, the opportunity to revoke it at any time if that is breached. Anyone wish to speak against?
Ask a question?
Yeah.
If the residents have indicated that they have thought about going towards a kennel application, what's the process and steps around that as far as do they get some time around being allowed to, the application's in process or whatever?
So at this point they have, this will be an approval for the six dogs. The kennel application will allow them to have more dogs on site.
Yeah.
And they may choose, and that will require a development application, I believe.
Yeah.
So that will come to council with, here's their plan, this is where the dogs will be housed, this is how they'll be housed, this is what they'll be doing on the site. Because they may choose to start a business with their kennel application. They may want to be a breeding facility, and that having a kennel will allow them to do that quite humanely. And they may also want to set up a business where they could have other people's dogs on site. And then
how long is that process? generally take?
That'll take a month or two at least, because certainly for every kennel application I'd be wanting to have the neighbours have the opportunity to comment, at least.
I would also encourage councillors that if the neighbours talk to you about this application, they need to lodge a complaint with the administration if there are livestock leaving that property. So we can't do anything about that if we don't know. So anyone wish to speak against? All right. All those in favour? Against? Carried 6-1. 5-1, sorry. Councillor Short. And Councillor McCabe voted against, for the record. Uh, 12.06.25.05, request for 3 dots.
My apologies, I should have said before. Can I have an interest in this.
Yes, but impartial?
Yeah, I won't vote.
No, you can't. You either have to declare an interest and leave, or you stay in the room and vote.
Declare an impartiality interest and leave.
If you believe
your impartiality interest will affect the leave.
Can you just fill the form in when you come back, please? Thank you. Councillor Copping is declaring interest in leaving the room. Yeah, I didn't pick that up either, Beryl. For those who don't know, Ross Croft is Beryl's brother. So, request for 3 dogs at lot 274 Cumming Street, Brookton. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I get them? Thanks, Councillor Langer. Thanks, Councillor Bell. Anyone wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried. 5-0. Councillor Donna, can you spin your chair around? Thanks. Councillor Copping, just for your information, it was carried 5-0. Okay. 12.06.25.06, the CBH railway siding upgrades. I'm leaving the room.
Okay. So item 12.06.25.06, rail loading facility upgrades, CBH facility. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover? And move, thank you, Councillor Wallace. Seconded, Councillor Bell. All those in favour?
What's the next? What's the next one? The historical society, Gary? Oh, sorry. Okay, 14.06.25.01, the replacement program. I have moved. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Moved, Councillor Bell. Seconded, Councillor DeLanger. Anyone got any questions? No. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Okay, 14.06.25.02, the community chess funding application for the Brookton Women's Hockey Club. I have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Move, Councillor Wallace. Seconded, Councillor Copping. Anyone wish to speak against? Anyone got any questions? All those in favour? Carried. Uh, 1406-2503, budget amendment, cashback reserve movements and expenditure for 24-25. Can I get a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? Moved Councillor De Lange, seconded Councillor McKay. Anyone got any questions? It's all pretty self-explanatory, Deanne, nothing?
Yeah, no, so it's really just to confirm really our revenue and capital expenditure, yep, just to make sure that those transfers for reserves are more accurate.
Yeah.
And it's just because of, you know, projects going either under or not, yep, being fully completed. So, yeah, we just need to tidy them up. Yeah,
that's fine. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. 1406-2504, budget amendment for the East and West Brookton fire sheds. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Move Councillor McKay, seconded Councillor De Lange. Anyone got any questions?
Sorry, make a point. So just at budget review, we did make an error in regards to where we took the furniture and equipment from for the West Brookton shed. So we actually took it from the East Brookton instead of the West. So we're just adjusting that.
Yeah.
But also the East Brookton shed, there is $12,000, which is included in the building capital works, which actually should have been furniture and equipment. So we're just making that adjustment of that $12,000. So there's no nil impact, but we're just correcting
the account allocation.
Thank you.
All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. 1406-2505, community test funding application for the Brookton and District Historical Society.
Okay, we have a officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved Councillor Wallace, seconded Councillor McKay. Anyone have any questions with regards to this? No. Absolutely.
Make a point. So part of the criteria for this is that they have to own and occupy the premise for insurance, but my office's recommendation was to endorse the application as the intent stated in there. I felt like that was consistent with the policy.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. So if there's no other questions, we'll take to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. 5.
Tomorrow, to tell me on my way through the door. 1406-2506, Shire Brookton draft fees for the 25-26 fees and charges. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Thanks, Councillor McCabe. Thanks, Councillor De Lange. Any questions? Any comments?
No, other than the increasing by roughly 3.5% as per our strategic resource plan. With probably the exception of the a cemetery fee, which has substantially increased, and that is just due to we had reviewed those and just taking into account the expenditure or cost to do that, and then reflected in the revenue.
So we're trying to get more towards full cost.
Cost recovery.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Dan. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. 1406-2507, list of payments for May 25. Can I get a mover and a seconder? The officer's recommendation. Move Councillor Copping, seconded Councillor De Lange. Anyone got any questions? No? All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. 1406-2508, statement of financial activity for the period end 31st of May. Can I get mover and seconders for the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor McKay. Seconded. Councillor Wallace. Thank you. Any questions? Deanne, any comments?
No.
We'll pretty straightforward. So the fact that the resolution's bad just because you condensed it, so it'll be better next month. Is that what you're saying, to Gary?
Yes.
That, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Because I really struggled this month.
Yeah.
All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Oops. 1506-2501, the review of councillor attendance fees, allowances and expenses for 25-26. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Move to Councillor Wallace. Seconded. Councillor McCabe. Anyone got any questions?
No.
Deanne, this was the same. This went up by... Do we do...
So we did talk about in a budget workshop previously around the increase to 3.5%.
Yep.
The
main change is the superannuation.
Yes.
Which is an opt-in, an opt-out. Opt-out process.
Yeah. So the Shire Councillors' annual attendance fee in lieu of meetings.
Yep.
To Shire Councillors, that is the minimum.
Yep.
That is the minimum, so
you
can't go any lower.
No. Thank you. All those in favour? Carried, 6-0. 1506-2502, the Shire Brookton Delegation Register. This is our annual review, councillors. Can I get a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor DeLunga, seconded Councillor Bell. Not a lot of changes, Gary?
No, just those ones outlined.
Yep.
And the addition of a new delegation to the Audit Risk Committee. That just endorses things that the committee does already, really.
Yep. That's
just gives a formal notification of that.
Yep. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried, 6-0. Uh, 1506-2503, the lease portion of reserve 43158 14 White Street to the Brookton Men's Shed. Councillor Wallace, you've declared an impartiality. Are you staying or going?
I'll stay.
You'll stay? Councillor Bell, you've declared an impartiality interest. Are you staying or going?
Staying.
Okay, thank you. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Move Councillor DeLunga. Seconded. Councillor McCabe. Does anyone have any questions? Well, it's exactly the same as all the others, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah.
All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Excellent. Another one done. Gary, that just leaves the community garden, yes?
Yes.
Cool. 1506-2504, review of the Shire Brookton Policy Manual. Can I get a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Move Councillor Wallace. Seconded. Councillor McKay. Any questions?
It's a massive document to get through.
Yes.
As well as a big agenda, so I'll confess that I haven't read it all word for word. Is there any bits that you wanted to highlight here?
Just the overall changes that I want to take out those what are now council policies, which are really operational matters. So, for example, there's one there about the administration or the works department uniform. So if I want to give the guys an extra shirt, I need to have a council decision to do that. Whereas that, those sorts of things. And there's a number there where employee leave, by and large, that's governed by awards and other things. So I've just taken them out and put them into what we're calling operational guidelines. And that'll just, so essentially we'll still have our council policies and then we'll have these operational guidelines which will be exactly the same, only staff will be able to, I will be able to change the operational guidelines to meet the requirements of the organisation.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we've done it and we're going to, over time, we will fine tune that. So at the moment it's a bit clunky and I've just cut and pasted what was a policy into an operational guideline, but over time we'll refine it. And there'll probably be other things that are currently included in the policy manual that we might have a rethink about and take out over time.
Is the section that's been pulled out around meetings, is that just because the new local government thing is just going to override all that?
So just to mention those other significant changes, so the policy around standing orders and meeting protocol, that's about to become a regulation where every local government will be governed by the same standing orders. A policy won't have any impact. You'll be guided by the government regulation. Legal advice and proceedings, I strongly believe that I need to be able to advance those legal proceedings if I want to prosecute someone. We've talked about dogs tonight. If I want to prosecute someone for that, I need to be able to do it in a way that meets our requirements. It still complies with our local laws. Access to admin records, that's covered by the Freedom of Information Act and Council's record keeping plan policy doesn't really have any application anymore. Coronong residential estate, we had that policy for a fair while, but now we've sold the land, so the policy doesn't apply anymore. And then there's some other things. We've had a policy about slasher and rotary mowers, but we include that in our bushfire notice. So the policy doesn't really, council approves the bushfire notice. Tweak the procurement policy, and that's probably one where I'll shift some of the things in that procurement policy will become guidelines and procedures where staff will be required to follow things, where the operational guidelines can detail the operational process, about how those purchases actually go, how they're recorded.
Yeah.
And we may change that from time to time as we change our procedures.
Yeah.
But,
Councillor Bell?
Will this be a public document?
It is it's always a public document, yes. So it's on the website all the time. Yeah.
And it'll be a lot easier to find stuff.
It's got an index. So.
Yeah.
Councillor
Cap,
do you have a question?
The acknowledgement of country section. Just wondering whether the change in the wording has had consultation with Seabrook or whether it's just something that we've come up with.
No, it should be. That wording is exactly what we adopted in the
agenda. I know it's what you read out.
Isn't it exactly the same as what we adopted?
And it's changed to that in here, but I'm just wondering whether the old term was.
I don't think it's changed. I was under the impression what I read out is what I've read out since we put the policy in place.
There's hit red writing with a line through it. The old one was just, I acknowledge this is a gathering meeting. It's being held on traditional lands of the Noongar people, and that's it. Other than what you say now, it's a bit more expansive.
I would suggest the policy might have not accurately reflected the agenda item when we adopted it, because my understanding is that I did the agenda, I wrote it.
Yeah.
So it's my understanding I've always read out what we've.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, a bit sidetracked.
It was originally, so, yeah, so to give you, to give you some context, that Carol Reedy helped me write what we read.
There's a sway of stuff in there about finance. Do you want to touch in on any of that, Ian?
Is there anything in particular you're asking about?
No, it's a very vague question. Whether there's
the only one that was removed that was in there was the
12.616, significant
account policies. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you, Katrina. That's all handled as part of the adoption of the annual budget, so there's no really requirement to have to have it as a policy.
Any further questions? All those in favour? Carried, 6-0. Councillors, can I get... Can I get a mover and a seconder that we consider the urgent business relating to the request to consider a late agenda item in relation to an application for the Community Chess Grant from Brookton Community Inc. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Move Councillor Bell, seconded Councillor McKay. All in favour? Carried, 6-0. So we've got Councillor DeLunga is leaving the room as she's declared an interest in this item, financial interest. 1706-2502, Community Chess Funding Application, Community Donations. Councillor Bell, you've declared an impartiality interest. Are you staying or going?
I think I'm just going.
You don't have to. It's impartial. Well, but it's up to you.
No, I feel better.
Okay. That's fine. Councillors, the officer's recommendation, given that it's a late item, I'll read it out, that Council approve the application from Brookton Community Inc. under Council Policy 2.33, Community Funding and Donations, for $1,000 GST exclusive community donations from the Community Chess Fund to be used for insurance expenditure. Can I get a mover and a seconder for that, please? Move Councillor Copping, seconded Councillor McKay. Anyone? Do you want to provide some commentary?
So I just want to point out again, this is for insurance and the same thing applies. So the criteria was that it needs to be owned and occupied, whereas that's not the case in this agenda item either, but then the intent is consistent with the policy and hence the recommendation to endorse the application.
No worries.
Question. So if they're an owner-occupier, then it fills the policy. If they hold a lease, does that also fulfil the policy?
Yes.
Like they know that these...
Because it actually has to be owner and occupier.
Yeah.
So that's the criteria in the policy. So we will probably look at that.
Tweaking that.
Going forward, Because, they're really vital groups to the community and they offer a lot, so it's worthwhile supporting them.
And it's a very transparent way of doing that.
Yeah, isn't it?
Any other questions? All those in favour? Carried, 4-0. And the backing, please, Bob. Councillor DeLunga, Councillor Bell, it was carried 4-0. There being no further business of the meeting, I'll declare the council meeting closed at 6:39. Thanks everyone for your attendance and we'll see you all at July's council meeting, except for Councillor DeLunga who will be somewhere else. Councillors, please don't leave because we've got a couple of things we need to discuss with you before we leave. So thank you. Thanks, Terry. Much appreciated.